Vayikra Perek Chav Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Around 10 lines in, V'hine HaBrachos HaEla. You see that? We'll say it's around 10 lines in. V'hine HaBrachos HaEla.
Which
one? Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'nasati Mishkani V'sochachem. Around 10 lines in, V'hine HaBrachos HaEla. Vine Abrachos Ha'ela, the Ramban's referring to the brachos that the Torah presents in the beginning of Parshas Bechukos. Kefi Pshutan im heyoson rabos klolios, they're encompassing, they're wide ranging. Be'inyan hamoto hasova v'hashalom v'piriyah v'rivya, rain, it rains on a large area. Shalom is, you know, a medina is shruya v'shalom, is not shruya v'shalom. It's not something that varies from one house to the next, or from the upstairs to the downstairs, in terms of shalom from external threat. So the rabos klolios, they're wide ranging, they're encompassing. Einon kamoha brachos shebirach kvar b'ktzara. In that sense, they're different than the brachos which the Torah has presented earlier in Chumash, such as Uverach Eslach Mucha Vesmei Mecha V'Hasirosi Machal Amikivecha Kisham Yavtiach B'Machal B'Mishta V'Shiyah L'Vach Ad Shela Ye'ora Shum Choli B'Gufeinu V'Alkein Yiyu Klei Hazera Shleimim U'Briyim V'Nolit Kehogen V'Nichya Yomim Meleim K'mo She'amar L'Siyah M'Shakela V'Akora V'Artzecha Es mispa yamacha amalei v'chein amatchila k'ani Hashem rofa'echa. V'atam b'ze ki habrochos afo pi shehem nisim. Nes means something which reflects hashkocha. Ki habrochos afo pi shehem nisim, even though they are reflective of hashkocha, Hey min hanisim hanistorim shekol haTorah meleim mehem kasher perashti. Right, famously back at the end of Parshas Bo. Behem afilu liyochid haoved ki kasher yeh haish hachosid shomer kol mitzvos Hashem alakov yishmereyu akel min hacholi vahaakris vahashikol. So the nes nista of uverech eslach mecha ve'esmei mecha and v'hasiros yimachlo mikibecha, which can happen and does happen even on an individual basis, right? It's good health is something which the individual in enjoys. So that's a nes nistar that yitachin remains nistar, right? That there's no obvious indication that it's b'derech neis. Aval elu habrachos shebeparsha hazos hen klolios ba'om. But here, hagam that v'nasati gishmechem bi'itom is a neis nistor in the sense that the rain will come through the normal natural processes of cloud formation and the type of clouds, etc. So in that sense, it's a nice nistar, because it's operating through the mechanisms of Teva. But on the other hand, they're klolios va'om, V'hein b'yos kol amenu kulam tzadikim, and because they're kol yos ba'am, it requires that all of Am Yisrael be tzadikim. U'lachach yaske tamed b'chan ha'oretz, v'nosna ha'oretz, lavetach ba'artzachem, v'nasati shalom ba'oretz, min ha'oretz, losava ba'artzachem, u'kvar be'arnu ki kol ha'elu ha'brachos kulam nisim, Ein b'teva sheyavau hagishamim v'yia hashalom lanu mena oyevim v'yavau morech b'libam lanu semeim nechemisha ba'asoseinu achukim ba'amitzvahs. The fact that we're makbin and mitzvahs, b'darach ha'teva shouldn't affect the weather pattern, right? B'darach ha'teva, the fact that we're medakdek b'kal v'chamura doesn't determine, b'darach ha'teva, that's not going to determine when it rains and how much it rains. And in that sense, it's a nes, right? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu operating through teva. V'lo shiyeh hakol hepech m'pnei zareinu hashana hashviyas. And if Rachmana Litzlan, we violate the dinim of Shemitah, again, b'darach ha'teva, that doesn't affect what the yield will be of the crop that year. V'afal pi, and therefore these miracles also, again, they happen through a mechanism of teva, and in that sense, afal pi shem nisim nistarim she'olam kiminhogol nohegi mohem. Again, olam kiminhogol nohegi mohem means that they're happening through natural patterns. When there's rain because of the normal type of cloud formation, etc. And if the crop is not a successful one, so it's because that there was the temperatures plummeted. To below freezing at a certain time of year when it damages the crop to do so, that there's a natural mechanism. And in that sense, they're nisim nistarim, but they are nisim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is correlating it with our behavior. Avalheim misparsimim, when it's for the klal, so then the hagam that it's nistar mitzad, that it operates through the workings of nature, but they are misparsimim mitzad hayosam tomid la'olam b'chol ha'oretz. Right, the fact that it's happening to the entire people makes it clear that this isn't something which is just a natural occurrence, that it's something providential. Ki im hatzadik ha'echad yichyeh v'yosa Hashem machla mikirbo v'yamala yomov. When you have an individual tzadik, again, what the When it happens to a yachid, so yes, it's a nes nistar, but lav dafka that nes nistar is misparsim, that people will recognize it as such. Why? Because yikra gamzeh b'tzas v'shoyim. Aval shetiyeh eretz achas kula v'am echad tomid b'redes hageshem b'ito v'sova v'shalva v'shalom u'biyos u'gvura v'shivon ha'oyevim b'inyan she'en kamo b'chol ha'olam. So then, even though they're nesim nistarim, but on the other hand, they're nesim nistarim which are misparsim. Yivad alakol ki me'es Hashem ha'yis hazos. V'al kein oma b'ro'o kol ami oretz k'shem Hashem nikra alech v'yoru mimeka. And conversely, behepach zayir beklolos beonche oret shama venasati shmechem kabarzel veonche hacholi kamosha oma vecholoim roim venemonim sheyekulol hamachol viyachli viyisparsem hanes biyoso tamid kaim bekulam. That too, that the entire people should be afflicted is also something which is basically statistically impossible. So even though it's happening through natural means, even though the mechanism is natural, it's also a nes nista, which is misparsim. Al ken kosev v'omer ador achron b'neichem eshiyakum me'achareichem v'anoche eshiyobim me'eretz v'cholka v'ra'u es makos ha'oretzi v'estachalu eha shelo yismuhu ba'isha hu asher rav tzabol kol ha'ola. When it happens to an individual, okay, so you can think that he was unlucky. However, kikain yia po'amim rabim kimin hoga shel olam b'chol umah sheyavo mikrim ro'am b'ishecha rak ba'oretz ahi to everyone. Yismu v'yishalu kol agoyim al me'o asa Hashem kochel oretz hazos ki kulam yiru v'yedu'u ki yad Hashem oy osas hazos v'yomu ala she'ozuz b'ris Hashem l'kei avosam. Good, okay. So far, we understand a little bit. Okay, now. Here comes the famous, very cryptic passage in the Rambam. V'haklal ki biyos Yisrael shleimim v'hem rabim. Lo yisnaheg inyanam b'teva klal. Lo begufam v'lo be'artzam lo bechlolam v'lo be'yachid mehem. Ki yivarech Hashem lachmam umeimam v'yosim machlam mikirbam ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofe u'lehishtamer b'derech midarkei refuos klal. K'mo she'amar, ki ani Hashem rofe echa. V'chein hayu atzadikim osim b'zman ha'nevuah gam ki yikrem avon sheyachlu lo yidrashu berofim rak benevim ki inin chizkia b'chaloso v'ama hakosuv gam b'chol yo. Again, this is not about chizkia, this is about Osa, Melech Yehuda. Gam b'chol yo lo darish as Hashem ki berofim v'ilu hoyod v'harofim nohug bohem. But it's clear from the pasuk, "Avol hu kasha yoma adam lo ochal ploni matza b'chag matzos kiyum chametz." Avol hadorish Hashem benov. Excuse me. Avol hadorish Hashem benovi lo yidrosh berofim. I think avol here means. Avol sore ishtucha yalez tucha ben. Avol means in truth sometimes. It doesn't, we think of avol as but, which it is many, many times, but sometimes avol means bekushta, in truth. Avol hadorish Hashem benovi lo yidrosh berofim uma chelek lerofim bebeis ose ritzon Hashem achashe hivtiach uberach eslachma shes meimecha vasir osi machla mikirbecha. V'harofim ein ma'aseyim rak al hamachol v'hamashke lahazim imenu l'tzavos alav. Right? Several times in this passage, the Ramban has said all sickness comes from diet. Right? If it comes from not eating, not drinking the right things or in the right quantities, that's where the Ramban. And he's saying that's pshat in the pasuk. Verach eslach b'chavos meimecha, and the avay v'asirosi machla mikirbecha. Okay. V'chach omu kol esrin v'tarten shnin d'molach rabba, meaning when rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef afilu umna l'beis elokora. V'hamoshol lahem tara delo posiach lemitzvosa posiach laasya. V'hu ma'amorim shein darkon shebenerodim b'refuos ala shenagu. Ilu lo hoya darkon b'refuos, yach leha'odim kifi ashe yiyya olav on ishchato, v'yisrape b'ritzon Hashem. Aval heim ne'agu b'refuos, v'hashem hinicham lemikri hatvayim. Let's read a couple more lines and then try to see again the difficulty and hopefully how to put everything together here. V'zohi kavanosam ba'omem v'rapo yirope yirape mikan shenitna reshus l'rofe l'rapos lo amu shenitna reshus l'chola l'hisrapos ela kevan shechola hachola yubal l'hisrapos ki noig b'refuos v'hu lohoyo me'adas Hashem shechalkom b'chayim ein l'rofe l'aso atzma b'refuoso. So the Maaseh, well, what is the Ramban? What does the Ramban hold about this? Well, a few more lines, sorry. Ain the wealthy lasso atzmei for us, alom et nechashasha meyomas biyado, ach reishu hu boki bamlocha hahi, v'lo ba'av wa shayom ke Hashem levadu hu wealthy chol basa. Right, the Hava Amina is like the Christian scientists. The Hava Amina is that a person shouldn't get involved with refuah. Shekvah noagu va'al kain ho'anoshim hanitzim shehiku zeh be'evin or be'egrof yesh al hamaka tashlumei ha'refuah ki ha'torah lo tismoch dineha al hanisim kasher omro ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev ha'oretz. Midaito sheken yiye, aval birtzos Hashem darke ish, ein lo esek berofim. So the Maaseh, what did the Ramban say about refuah here? What did he say? So the problem is that there seem to be different indications. Let's say, beginning towards the end, when the Ramban is medayek, that Chazal darshan from the Gemara, v'rapa yirape, v'kan shenitnu rishus l'rofe l'rapa. So he's being medayek, that the Torah gives the rishus, the Torah gives license to the doctor to heal, but it doesn't give the license to the patient to seek the healing. Sounds like he thinks you shouldn't go to the doctor. But before, if anyone's premed, before you drop out, there are contrary indications in the Ramban as well. Besides the fact that he was the doctor, there are contrary indications in the Ramban as well. Why did the Ramban emphasize at the beginning that, again, the beginning from the passage of V'haklal ki biyos Yisrael shleimim, the Ramban emphasized that V'chein hoyu atzadikim osim bizman ha-nevuah that lo yidrushu berofim rak b'neviyim. So why did he emphasize bizman ha-nevuah? Right? There he seems to be talking about in a certain time and place, well, certain time. Maybe place also. It seems to be that he's talking about in a kind of utopian society, not the world we live in a time when there's nevuah. So when there's nevuah, so then things sort of are happening on a supernatural level. So, you know, why call the doctor if you can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the phone? You know, why call the doctor and get his prescription? If you can go to Yeshayo, go to Yirmiyo, and get the Ribono Shel Olam's prescription, and he's clearly emphasizing bizman ha-nevuah, but then he turns around but he also juxtaposes that Rav Yosef, who's living after Tkufas ha-nevi'im, obviously, Rav Yosef the Amora, he's holding up his behavior of that he didn't go. The Ramban learns pshat that umna lebeise lokar uman in this context means the uman who used to do the hakozas dam, who used to do the bloodletting. So the Ramban is learning pshat in this Gemara. The simple pshat in the Gemara seems to be that since Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, so Rabbi Yosef used to conduct himself like a regular balabas. So instead of having the doctor make a house call, so he would go to the doctor. That seems to be the simple pshat. The Ramban is clearly learning pshat in the Gemara that he didn't go to the doctor at all. That he didn't call the doctor to him, nor did he go to the doctor. Okay, that's whatever. There's some rough points that need to be worked out, but that clearly is how the Ramban understood that the Rav Yosef wasn't going to the doctor for Hakozes Dam. But that's not Bizman HaNevuah, and it's there's no analog to being Doresh B'Neviim. So how does all this come together? And then when the Ramban says at the end, Ki atoh lo tismoch dineha al hanisim, right, which is the theme that we've been tracing in the Ramban this week. So in the end, the context where the Ramban said it in Parsha Shoftim, in Parshas Bamidbar, in Parshas Shlach, HaTorah lo tismoch dineha al hanisim, and we're not invited to do so either. And we're mechuyav not to do that either. The same way the Torah wasn't somech dina al hanisim, we're not supposed to be somech al hanisim either. We can't say we don't need the Mashuach Melchama, we don't need the Shotun to say, mi yo'isha shebona bayis, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself, ayishlach Moshe the Ragilas Yazim, Moshe Rabbeinu isn't somech. And here, I don't know, the Ramban says, well, the reason there's a chi of ripoy, right? If one person assaults another person, so achol b'chaveru schayv chamisha dvarim. One of the chamisha dvarim is ripoy. How do you have dmei ripoy if ein b'rtos Hashem darke ish ein lo esek b'rofim? How do you... No, atol tismach dina al anes. But on the other hand, Ramban seems to be implying in this context, there is an inyan to... that we should be somech that way. So how do all these... Again, the indications point in different directions. How does it all come together? How does it square with the Chazal, the Ramban himself? You take a look in Torah Sa'adam, where the Ramban talks about Rifuah. So he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if you have Pikuach Nefesh, and a person stops to ask a Shaili, it's Shofech Damim. If someone's having a heart attack on Shabbos, and instead of calling Hatzolah, a person takes out a Sefer Tillim, he's Shofech Dam. He's Shofech Dam. So how does this Ramban, how does it stem with that? Again, the Yerushalmi, the Ramban himself, quotes it in Torah Sa'adam. So, I don't know. I think as follows. I don't know. You have to then chazer this and make sure that this reads smoothly, without any bumps. What's true only bizman hanavua was that even if a person took sick, that even then he didn't consult a doctor. Right? And it's meduyok in the Lashon HaRamban, gam ki yikreim avon, even in the situation where the person was sick. Why was he sick if he was living in this utopian society where things are happening lamalim and ateva? Because ki yikrim avon, that's why he took sick. Gam ki yikrim avon sheyachlu lo yidushu berofim rak b'neviim v'omar kosev gam b'chol yaldarshes Hashem ki berofim. So that's what's true b'zman hanavua. B'zman hanavua, again, when we're in Eretz Yisrael and we're zochet to nevua. So zochet to nevua is a reflection of the level of the generation as well. So in that utopian society, say Nachanami, there's doctors are out of business in that utopian society. And but the Ramban emphasizes It's Bizman HaNevua, when they're Nevi'im, that in that utopian society where there's an understanding that lo yisnaheg inyonim b'teva klal, because the klal is on such a high madrega, and B, you have that access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's prescription because you have a Novi. So then, Ein Lachanami. So then they were not Dorish Barofim. It wasn't my son the doctor, it was my son the Novi in that society. When the Ramban then segues to Rav Yosef's Hanhoga, again, which clearly was not Bizman HaNevua, when there were no Nevi'im, but Rav Yosef, again, Umna Lebeisei Lokara Fahakozes Dam. Hakozes Dam, I think this is correct. Hakozes Dam is something that used to be practiced preemptively. They had this understanding that the body produces too much blood, and you need to preemptively, to avoid choli, you preemptively do bloodletting. So in that sense, it was sort of, you know, what it's not entirely with what's intended by that term today, but I think today doctors use the term preventive medicine. So Rabbi Yosef didn't engage in preventive medicine, right? It's not being described that you know, Rabbi Yosef was you know, gore sick and he didn't go to the doctor. No, he didn't go for the preventive medicine. Now, Kozes Dam was something they did preventively. And then notice how it's meduyak. After the Ramban quotes the Hanhoga of Rav Yosef, that kol esin retartin shnin de malach rabba Rav Yosef hafilu umna lebeisei lo kora v'huma amorim she'ein darkin shol b'nei odom b'refuos ela shenagu ilu lohoya darkin b'refuos yech leho odom kifi ha'shiyi alov onesh cheto. Meaning, if we weren't nohag in preventive medicine, so then choli wataka only happen as a result of chet. So the Ramban clearly is talking about preventive, right? That the nagu berefuos means even preventively, because the Ramban is avalheim nagu berefuos v'hashem hinichon lemikri atroim. So Mimela, Mimela, we asked, how does what the Ramban says here, how does it stem with the Yerushalmi that everyone, including he himself, in Torah Sa'odim, quotes the halacha that Hashoel, in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, Areis HaShofach Damim, is that the Ramban himself, in anything other than this utopian society of the Amech Kulam Tzadikim Bizman HaNevuah, so the Ramban himself says, no, maximum this Hanhoga is a Hanhoga of that Rav Yosef didn't engage in preventive medicine. He didn't engage in Hakozes Hadam as a preventive measure. But if b'di'evet a person was sick, so then the Ramban in the non-utopian society, there is no Hanhoga of Becholyo not being Dorish Barofin. That Hanhoga the Ramban only presents as a Hanhoga Bizman HaNevuah. Bios, and that's how he introduced it, Bios Yisrael Shleimim Vehem Rabim. But Bizman She'enom Shleimim, and where things are misnahig b'tava, so maximum, there's a hanhoga of umna the base of kara of the preventive medicine. Okay, there's some more pratim that need to be discussed. Maybe we'll leave it here for today and pick up with us Monday.